Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
And so now there's people trying to pass laws that we're going to allow to put someone to death that is not a desirable. So instead of helping these people, people with muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, Down syndrome, some outward appearance that is considered a defect or some problem, then they feel that that person should be put down. You know, sort of like a dog or a horse with a broken leg. You know, they're not able to be used, and so there's absolutely no compassion there, no sanctity of life. And it will come, friends, and you listen well, it will come down to the point to where people with diabetes, people with high blood pressure, people with cholesterol problems, people that's causing a burden on the health system, it'd be easier if we just put them to death. And so it could come to that. And listen, and it'll all be for the betterment of the human race. And you mark my words, it's going to happen. And what happens? The heathens continue to rage. Look at verse 2 of our text. It says, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. You see, in David's day, there was a concerted effort of all these heathen nations to come against God's people. They were always striking up these little confederacies together to try to come against Jerusalem and against the Israelites. And so they had all this list of people. Over in Exodus 3 and 8, it lists all these different heathen nations. The Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And this list is repeated numerous times throughout the Bible of these enemies of God's people, the heathens, the heathen nations. And so, listen, we can make a new list today. And instead of these nations we'd read off, we may say Islam, Iran, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Istanbul, China. And I'm afraid we can also add to that list the United States of America. Now, I know for a fact, and my dad was a history teacher, Knox County school teacher, history teacher. I was taught history the right way, not just what the school tells people to teach, but he taught me the truth about American history. And in that history, he pointed out to me our founding fathers who based this country upon Christian principles and morals, and they loved the Lord. And we find that throughout all of our documents in the early beginnings of this country. You'll find that. We are a Christian nation based upon that. We're a Christian nation, regardless of what some experts may tell you today that we are not. We're a melting pot. We're not a Christian nation. But we are one nation under God. That's the way we were designed. That's the way that we intend to remain. We have pledged allegiance to the American flag and its republic, in which we all stand, one nation under God, the Lord God of heaven, the Lord God Jehovah. There's many gods out there, but the God that we serve, the God that we worship, the God that our country was founded upon is the Lord God Jehovah, the same God of the Israelites. The same God as David's God is the same God of our God. God the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Messiah. And so at this very moment, there are groups in this country that are trying to pass laws to take anything godly out. Well, we see how they've already been working. They took prayer out of schools. They took the Bible out of schools. They're taking the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses. So anywhere there's a public venue anywhere, then they take anything Christian or godly out of it. I don't understand why the atheists are so upset over things of God if they don't believe that God exists. Why does it bother them so bad? It gets me. But there are people right now trying to pass laws to take one nation under God out of our statements. They're trying to have in God we trust taken off the money. That's went through several times and been defeated so far. They're trying to take that off our money. You may have seen in the news where these local policemen were putting stickers on the back of their cruisers, you know, about God, you know, and God we trust on the back of them. It's caused the heathen to rage, the atheist to rage. And so all this is going on today. And this same group of heathens are the ones who voted in the wholesale slaughter of babies. 1973, Roe versus Wade. It all began there in this country. That was the beginning, the start of the downfall of this country and how the heathen are raging against it. They put it under the guise of women's rights. Listen, my friend, and you listen to me well, there is nowhere in this Bible where the Bible directs women to be able to take the lives of their babies inside their wombs. Nowhere in there are you going to find that teaching. And so this is an ungodly, sinful practice, and it is murder. And so these groups now, they're pushing all this. And let's not call it what they call it today of what is it, pro-choice? Is that what they call themselves? I'm pro-choice. No, you're pro-murder is what you are. Listen, it's important that we understand this. Pro-death, pro-abortion, pro-sin, pro-hatred, anti-God, you call it whatever you want to call it, but I'll tell you what it really is, and it's hatred toward God. Did you see in our text, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord? What do you think they're doing in our court systems? What do you think Cuomo was doing in New York? This is who it's referring to, the kings, the councils, they all get together in a concerted effort to try to defeat anything of Christian values and morals. And the heathen rage. And listen, friends, there'll be a day when we will all stand before the Lord. And we will answer for these things. These that take the lives, innocent human lives, they're going to answer for that. Their blood cries up from the ground. And they will answer for what they've done. Oh, they don't believe they will, but they will. Here the Bible even tells us, we read in our opening text on down toward the bottom, he's going to break them with a rod of iron. And so there'll be a day when you will bow before the Lord, whether you'll do it in majesty or trying to exalt him, or you'll do it in humility when he forces you to bow in front of him. And so this same group of heathens, they're voting on all these things, passing laws through Congress, passing laws in our governments, our local governments, taking away the rights of the citizens, going against what the citizens want. And I'm not up here to preach politics to you. I'm telling you just from right and wrong. You know, forget the politics. Forget the left and the right and the conservative, Republican, Democrats. Forget all that. It's between right and wrong. It's between good and evil. It's between God and Satan. And it's important that we understand this because the heathen are going to continue to push this down our throats. There's been over 55 million babies that's been murdered in this country since 1973. And that's just a guesstimate. There's probably more than that. And so how did this happen? It's a joint effort of the heathen to get together, the rulers of our nation, and you can write me off as a lunatic or a heretic or a dog tick. I don't care. You can write me off as any of those. But I want you to know the truth today, friends. God brought judgment upon these heathen nations. He's going to bring judgment on the heathen nations today. And I'm afraid today the United States is turned in to one of these heathen nations. Why did the heathen rage? Because they hate the things of God. That's why it says they came against the Lord God Jehovah. Look at verse 3. It says, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. You see, the heathen want to break away from anything godly. That's what that's talking about. Let's break these godly bands away from us. We don't want this in our lives. We want to force this God, this Lord God Jehovah, out of our lives. We don't need him around us. And so let's break his bands asunder. That's what they're doing to us today. Break the bands asunder of the Christians. Don't allow the church to speak out. Don't allow the church to have any authority. You know, and I don't believe the church ought to run the country. I believe, though, that the members of the church, the people that belong to the Lord, ought to be running the country. We ought to elect representatives that are Christian men, that'll do the right thing. And I believe that's what we need to do. But the heathen continued to rage. The Bible says in John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so, what do we have today? Men still love darkness. They still hate the light. They still hate everything about the Lord Jesus. Jesus came at his own received him not. Men love darkness rather than light. There's a push right now for everything sodomite to be accepted. Here he goes. He's one of those Baptist preachers always talking about these things. Listen, if we didn't speak about it, nobody else would. So there's a push right now for the sodomites, everything to be accepted as normal. Christians and normal straight people are being labeled as hate groups. I am being labeled as a hate group or someone that's preaching hate because I preach what the Bible says. You see, they can't discern the things of the Bible because they don't have the discernment of the Lord in their heart. And so we're being labeled as hate groups because we stand on the Word of God. And we call sodomy an abomination. That's what God calls it. And I don't believe in using these words that they like to use today to label themselves. The colorful words that they're using. I believe we ought to use Bible terms. They're sodomites. They're an abomination. But they'll call us everything in the book because we stand for the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. And there's a push in this country right now, and you go look it up if you don't believe me, that there are men trying to make it legal to marry their own sons. Before this is over, it's going to be legal for people to marry their animals, and I believe they're already doing it. It's not a law, but they're doing it anyway, to marry animals. They're marrying objects, multiple marriages, plural marriages, several people together, all as a marriage. And so all this is happening. And friends, the heathen are raging. They want to break the bands of everything good off of them. Everything good, moral, decent, cast them away. They call Christians intolerant. That's the word they like to use. You are intolerant because you're speaking this way. They're only as tolerant as if you agree with them. And if you don't agree with them, they're the most intolerant people you will ever meet in your life. And so, why did the heathen rage? Because they love darkness and they hate the light. Christians are the light and they hate us because they hate everything to do with us. They hate the love of the Lord that we have. And listen, they're going to do everything against us. Look at verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. My friend, if this verse right here, if it doesn't literally scare you to death, then I don't know what does. The God of love, the God of heaven, the God of compassion, the God of grace, the God that we rely upon, the Bible says there's going to be a time he's going to sit in the heavens and he's going to laugh at these people as they have to suffer his wrath. Now that's some strong stuff coming out of the Bible. It says that God is going to laugh at them as he brings out this judgment. Thou ought to put fear in every heart of every person on the face of the earth. And this is not the only place in the Bible where we find that God laughs at those. And listen, you can only push God so far. He is long-suffering over and over and over. He's gave us so many chances, and his arm is not short, and he can't save. I want you to know today, though, you'll push God so far, he will give you over to your lust. He'll give you over to your reprobate mind. And that time it's too late, and he will laugh. The Bible says in Psalm 37, 12 and 13, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he seeth that his day is coming. So my friends, God has made it very clear in his word. The seriousness of defying him, of trying to break those bands asunder, is coming against him in a concerted effort to try to overthrow him, to overthrow anything godly or Christian or values and morals. There's going to be a day when those will be punished. And the Bible says God will laugh. As they're in their derision, in their calamity. He gave them ample time to repent and come to him and trust him. Listen, friends, you don't want to be on the end of God's wrath or God's laugh. Because if you are, it is too late for you. It's too late. You may be asking, well, what can we do, Pastor? What can we do? The Bible tells us what we're to do. Just like Peter told all those Jews on the day of Pentecost when he stood up and preached about the Lord Jesus. And they said, what must we do? What can we do? The Bible says they were pricked in their heart. And he said, repent! And that has always been the Bible's method of coming to God. Turning from your wickedness, turning from your sin, your evilness, and turning to the Lord Jesus to save you from that. You're repenting from that and to Jesus to save you. That's Bible repentance. That's coming to the Lord. Friends, there's going to be a day when you will have to stand before the Lord. I hate to think that somebody could sit on a church pew and hear a message from the truth of God's Word of what's going to happen. And when they close their eyes in death, they fall off into the devil's hell. I can't imagine.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.